This is Weekly Outlook for March 22, 2010. This week, we visit about the seasonal decline in consumption of U.S. soybeans. The consumption of U.S. soybeans has a very clear seasonal pattern. That pattern is modest for the domestic crush, but very pronounced for exports. For the 10 marketing years from 1999 through 2008, an average of 51.7% of the domestic crush occurred in the first half of the marketing year. There is a tendency for the crush during the first half of the year to be smaller as a percentage of the total when the crop is large. In the 5 years when the crop was larger than the previous year, the crush during the first half of the year averaged 50.8% of the marketing year total. The domestic crush is always the smallest during the fourth quarter of the year. For the current year, it appears that the domestic crush during the first half of the year was near 935 million bushels. If the domestic crush is following an average large crop pattern, the crush during the first half of the year points to a marketing year total of 1.84 billion bushels. That is 110 million bushels above the USDA's current forecast for the year. If the crush for the year is at the USDA's projection of 1.73 billion, crush during the last half of the year would need to total only 795 million bushels, 25 million less than during the first half of the year last year. The crush during the first half of the year would then account for 54% of the marketing year total. Over the previous 10 years, U.S. soybean exports during the first half of the marketing year averaged 69.4% of the marketing year total. The range was large and the pattern was not consistent. For the four marketing years from 2001 through 2004, first half exports averaged 74.6% of the total in a range of 71.4 to 81.2%. During the other 6 years, first half exports averaged 65.7% in a range of 62.9 to 68%. For the current year, exports during the first 6 months likely were near 1.155 billion bushels. The USDA projects marketing year exports at 1.42 billion bushels. At that level, exports during the first half of the marketing year would represent 81.3% of the total. Exports during the last half of the year would need to total only 265 million bushels, or about 10.2 million per week. The rate at which the consumption of U.S. soybeans declines will determine the magnitude of year-ending stocks. Those stocks are currently projected at a modest 190 million bushels. Exports so far in March have remained brisk, averaging 32.7 million bushels per week. Shipments need to average only 7.4 million per week from now through August to reach the USDA projection. The reason for the sharp decline in U.S. exports during the last half of the marketing year is the availability of large South American supplies beginning in early April. The seasonal decline is expected to be especially large this year because U.S. exports over the past 6 months have been supported by a small South American soybean crop in 2009. The 2010 crop is expected to be very large. At nearly 4.8 billion bushels, that crop is expected to be 36% larger than the 2009 crop. In its early projections, the USDA anticipates the large South American crop will continue to impact the consumption of U.S. soybeans during the 2010-11 marketing year. Both the domestic crush and exports are expected to decline during the year ahead, leading to some buildup in U.S. stocks. The magnitude of that buildup will depend on the size of the U.S. harvest this fall. Expectations about crop size will begin with the prospective plantings report on March 31.